Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about red socks in Chinese. We have Adam Grossman, the Chief Marketing Officer of Red Sox, with us. Hi, Adam. 你好。
你好。Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Red Sox, that's my favorite team.
Good. We need more of you. We need more people that are Red Sox are their favorite team.
You already have so many of them. We can certainly spread the word.
Please.
The way to say Red Sox, 红袜。
红袜。
红袜。红is red and 袜is the socks. That's it. 红袜。
红袜。
Yes, that's a literal translation. So how long have you been with 红袜?
I've been here for 15 years. I've started as an intern in our baseball operations department, and then I worked for the CEO of the team for about 5 years, and then became the vice president of marketing. And then I actually went down to Miami. I was with the Miami Dolphins in American football in the National Football League for 3 seasons, and then I came back.
Right.
In 2012 to work for the Red Sox. So I've been here most of my career.
Right. So you chose your side. You like baseball over football.
I do like baseball over football, but it's been very fun. The Red Sox, you know, one of the things with the Red Sox is that Boston is such a great sports town. And, for those that haven't been to Fenway Park, we have the oldest ballpark in the country. It's over 100 years old. It's actually 105 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And it is iconic. It's one of sort of the landmarks of Boston. It's one of the landmarks of baseball. And so even if you are not a Red Sox fan, or if you haven't, you don't always understand baseball, I think people really enjoy coming because we have over, you know, 35,000 people each game. And it is a fun and unique experience that is quintessentially Boston and quintessential American.
Yeah, sure. And remember, Red Sox originally was not called Red Sox, right?
They're called the Red Stockings, yes.
Yeah. Red Stockings.
Yes.
And that was a bit...
a little formal, so we figured Red Sox is a lot easier.
Right, and then at that time, someone was using Red Sox as well.
Yeah, so Cincinnati had it. Now, the Cincinnati is just the Reds.
Right,
so
okay.
Now so now it's the Reds, and then we were the Boston Red Sox. And then Chicago has the White Sox.
Right. So how did that work? You used that like a power of negotiation to talk them out of Red Sox?
That happened well before I was born.
Okay.
So I'd have to talk to people that aren't here right now.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they figured it out because Red Sox is a lot better than Red Stockings.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Stockings nowadays, I'm thinking about the pantyhose and things like that rather than the proper, beautiful Red Sox the baseball players are wearing. Okay, so you talk about White Sox. Since we mentioned about that, the way to say that is 白袜.
白袜.
白袜. And 白 means white.
Right.
So Red Sox, 红袜, and then the White Sox, 白袜.
红袜, yeah. And red, we know red has a particular symbolism in China.
Oh yeah,
the power of the Red Sox is greater than
exactly.
Than the
no, red is certainly the very auspicious and also very powerful color. And so, for example, to say you are such a popular person, Adam, we say 红人.
红人.
红人. 红is red and 人 is person. So you are a red person. It's not an insult. It's not because your face is all red from the sunshine. It's that because you are such a popular person. Everybody loves you. You turn into the big star or celebrity. 红人.
红人.
Yeah. So Adam, you are a 红人. You are in the 红袜队. And 队 is the team. So Red Sox is the short way of saying it. But to say it properly, we say the Red Sox team, 红袜队.
红袜队。
红袜队。Okay, so I need to teach you one more thing before you go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's important. We say 全垒打。
全垒打。
全垒打, that means home run.
Oh yeah, we need a lot of those.
Yeah, you need a lot of those. So 全 is to complete, and 垒 is the base. And 打 means the hit. You hit, complete the base. So that's it.
Yeah, that makes total sense. You know, if anyone has seen baseball, there are 4 bases in a diamond.
Yeah.
So if you hit a ball over the fence, the players all around the bases and they hit all the bases and go back home to the home plate where the batter is. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Chinese is probably a lot easier than English once you get to
Chinese Yeah, it's a lot easier. Yeah, it's overrated when people say, oh, Chinese is difficult. It's actually super easy.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so what I should say is 红袜队全垒打. So Red Sox home run.
Yes, yes.
红袜队全垒打. Yep, let's do one more time. 红袜队全垒打. Wonderful, perfect. Right. Yeah, Adam, you made it. You're
Let's
amazing.
Try.
You are the Hongren, and Hongwa Dui is going to have a lot of chenleida.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Bring us luck.
Yep, okay. Thank you. And thank you, Adam, for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Today, we talk about Red Sox, Hongwa Dui. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Adam.
再见, thank you.